I want to read from the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. I want to preach to you for a few minutes on probably a very strange text. I want to preach on the night shift. The night shift. I remember when I was working on the job, there was one thing I didn't like, and that was to be assigned to the night shift. I didn't like that. Never did like it. A lot of folks say they wouldn't have anything else, but me personally, I never cared for the night shift. There's much in the Bible to say about the night, much to say about the night. And I don't know whether you ever thought about it or not. I used to hear the old-timers say that night is a terrible time for those that's sick. And I found that to be true many times. But I want to talk to you just a few minutes about things about the night. First of all, the Bible said he called the light day and the darkness he called night. And there's a night, first of all, of difficulty. Every one of us have gone through that time in our life, a time of difficulty. The Bible said in Mark 6:47, and when Eve was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And Mark 6:48, and he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary to them about the fourth watch of the night. He cometh them walking upon the sea. But when they saw him there walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and they cried out. And they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately talked with them, and saith unto them, be of good cheer, be not afraid, it's I. Now, friend, listen to me. Every one of us have gone through our nights of difficulty. Every one of us, every one of you listening to my voice right now, can look back to a time in your own life when there's been nights, that dark, lonely time in your life. Oh, the sun may have been shining outside, and you may have had some money in your pocket, but there was a night that had come in on you. There was a time of desperation. There was a time when it seemed like there was no answer. I'm glad of one thing, that He is my answer. He is my answer. Now, you may be going through a time that's dark right now. You may be going through that time in your life. There may be sickness over at your house. The doctor may have already told you that there's no cure for what you have. You may be going through a financial night. It may be a time when it seems like you get $1 and you spend $2. You get $10 and you spend $40. It may be a time when you're wrestling and seem like everything's coming unglued around you. But, oh, I'm glad I can tell you where to go in that time. I'm glad I can tell you if you're in the night shift, if you're on that old night shift, I'm glad He is light, and in Him is no darkness. I'm glad you can run to Him in whatever circumstance you may be in. And the Bible said that we can cast all of our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. There may be a child at your house sick. There may be somebody right there, a mother. Her face is wrinkled and old, and you know that soon she'll cross over the river. It may be a time when rivers of tears have run down your face. Yeah, you may be on the night shift. It may be dark all around you. People talk to you. People come to you, and they put their arms around you. But you know, seem like that don't help much sometimes. Sometimes it does, but all the load's so heavy right now. I don't know who I'm talking to, maybe. Maybe I'll never meet you in this life, but I've got the answer for your problem. Jesus is our shelter. He is our refuge. And my friend, you say, well, Brother Blue, I don't know the Lord. You can know Him. You can know Him today. You can know the peace that passeth all understanding. When the night's all around you, oh, the lost person, they don't have any refuge. They don't have anywhere to go. But to that man or woman that has committed the keeping of their soul unto the Lord Jesus, you have somewhere to go. And sinner, you can come to know Christ. You can be born again. You can be saved by the grace of God. You can be washed in the precious blood. And then, I don't care how dark it may get, you can sing, He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and the morning star. Yes, sir. You may be on the night shift right now. Everything around you is black and dismal and dark and, oh, seem like There's no help to be found. But if that's the case, I'm saying to everyone that's listening to me right now, oh, praise the Lord, for Rock of Ages cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Oh, aren't you glad today that Jesus loves you? Aren't you glad that whatever the situation may be right now, it may be that you went down to the funeral home today and picked out a casket to bury somebody in that you love more than you love your own life. Maybe more than you love everything around you. But oh, in a time like that, excuse me, though it is dark, though it is the night shift that you're on, I'm glad Jesus cares for you. I'm glad the blessed hand of the Lord is extended to you. I'm glad of that. Oh, thank God in my times of desperation. I couldn't have made it if it hadn't been for Jesus. I couldn't have lived if it hadn't have been for Him. When my load got so heavy that it seemed like I was dying, I'm glad He was there. I'm glad He could say, peace, be still. I'm glad when the troubled waters of life were just splashing all around me. I'm glad when the storms were just all around me. You remember the time He was in the boat with the disciples? And the storm come upon Him out on the sea? And there He was, the Bible said He was laying in the hinder part of the ship with His head on a pillow, fast asleep. And those old boys, I tell you right now, it was looking like the old-timers. It was looking kind of boogery around there. Yes, sir. I mean, big old waves. If you've never been out on the ocean in a storm, you don't know what, man, you don't know what it is. I remember on a trip we made to Europe, I remember the waves were so high. My, it looked like mountains all around that little old ship. And then all of a sudden, the ship would be under a wave would be under the ship and carry it way up high, and you'd be looking down. And it was a storm. Them fellas in that little old bitty boat out there, and all of a sudden, one of them said, Master, don't you care if we perish? But, oh, my friend, did you ever stop and think about this? They couldn't have went down. They had life in the boat with them. And suddenly Jesus rose up and stood up and said to the ocean, peace, be still. And the old ocean just got as quiet and calm. Now, that's the thing right now with you. You're on in the night shift, the night time. He's our song in the night. Oh, thank God for that blessed truth. He is our song in the night. And though the raging waves of situations may be howling around you, money's all gone, health's all gone, everything's falling apart, I'm glad He is that one that can stand up in whatever situation you're in and say, peace, be still. I've thought about that so many times, and I've thought about the disciples said, we never heard nobody talk like this. Why, even the winds obey Him. Even the sea and the winds obey Him. And that's true, dear friend. He is in command. He is in charge. And He allows so many things to come our way in life just to help us to realize that our total dependence must be upon Him. It must be upon Him. We have no other refuge to go to. You can't go to the government. They can't help you. They're in such a mess right now. They can't help nobody. They're doing a whole lot of people a lot of harm, but they can't help nobody. And if you can go down to the banker, and he might let you have a little bit of money. But what I'm saying today, our help, the Bible said, our help, are you listening to me? Our help cometh from the Lord. Our help cometh from the Lord. And that's so. Our help comes, our help comes from the Lord. And Jesus wants to help you. And as I said a while ago, if you're not saved, you don't have anywhere to go. You're lost. You're on your way to hell. And I'm saying you right now, you have Jesus you can come to. You don't have any help out there in the little world. It can't help you. But you can come to Jesus. You can get down on your knees and ask Him to forgive your sins and save you. And then you can say along with every child of God on the face of the earth, of blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Fanny Crosby wrote that blessed song. And my friend, you may be on the night shift right now. Everything around you is so dark. Everything is just so dark. But I'm glad of one thing. You can run to Him. He is that blessed peace, that blessed protection. He's there for you if you'll only come to Him. He wants to help you. Why don't you ask the Lord Jesus to save you today if you're not saved? He'll do it. He'll save you right now. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that means you. You say, well, you don't know how mean I've been, how sorry. I don't care. It don't make any difference to me. He died for the lowest of low. He reached down to the bottom of the very bottom of the pile when he picked me up. But, oh, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm saved. No, I didn't save myself. He done it. I'm saved because of Calvary. So my time's about gone. And why don't you get saved? This is Brother Ed Blue saying, until the next time, may the Lord bless you, dear friend.